Each Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our Political Corner. Today, they look at the topsy-turvy poll numbers for President Bush and his cabinet and the Senate's fight with the White House for an Iraq War progress report. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Ron Lester, a Democratic pollster, and Tara Wall, Republican strategist and senior advisor to the Republican National Committee. Let's start with the Senate vote on Iraq. Tara, we see the Republican Party now taking a stand that's conceivably in opposition to the White House, trying to set some benchmarks for an exit strategy that would get U.S. troops out. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think any debate is honest debate. It's responsible to debate and to talk about this issue that's before us. What's not responsible is what would some would consider as a Vietnam-like pullout. Any strategy that suggests that we should cut and run is an irresponsible strategy.
Ron Lester, is it cut and run, or is it an admission that there was faulty pre-war planning and trying to end what is already a high cost in terms of American lives?
Well, I don't think it's cut and run. I think it's basically a reflection of public opinion, and I think the voters are just sick and tired of what's going on. They want clear direction in terms of where we're going in Iraq. So I think what we see the Senate doing today is coming to the recognition that in terms of public opinion, they've got to answer some questions for themselves.
Now, Tara, the president's poll numbers are at an all-time low. I think it's 37% in AP IPOS. That's the lowest it's been since he's been president. And much of this is attributed to doubts about the president's strategy in handling the war in Iraq, questions even now about his honesty. What is the counsel to the president this time to try to get him back on track and pump up those poll numbers?
Many presidents, second-term presidents, have faced pretty low poll numbers, in, below 37%, including Bill Clinton, including Reagan, including Jimmy Carter. So historically, that is a trend. But at the same time, I mean, admittedly, the numbers aren't in our favor. This has been a rough year, quite frankly. And I think, you know, the problems that came out of Katrina and this the ongoing war in Iraq reflect some of that. But you know what? I think that this president is resilient. And I think that we can look ahead to the progress that this president has made and will continue to make as he has a clear agenda for the rest of his term that includes continuing to create jobs. We're seeing that our economy is doing well right now. So I think better times are ahead.
Ron Lester, if you were advising the president at this point, what would you be telling him?
Well, I would agree with Tara that there is an opportunity for the president to bring his numbers back up, but I think the way to do it is around the economy. And turning around this economy is going to be very difficult. We have an awful lot of debt. We have debt going for the war. We have debt for Katrina that was unexpected. So the budget deficit of the federal government is a major problem. So turning around the economy now is like turning around a battleship. It's going to take time, and it may actually mean undoing his tax cut. If he goes that route, I think he stands a decent chance of turning the economy around.
I think that's the absolute wrong thing to do is to rescind those taxes. I think what has spurred our economy forward after 9/11, after the corporate scandals and the debt that we inherited, I think it was because of those tax cuts that helped to spur this economy forward despite all of those tragedies that hit us.
Let's switch topics here for a moment and look at some of the poll numbers again for key members of the president's cabinet. The most popular member of the cabinet continues to be Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Vice President Cheney, on the other hand, his poll numbers look like they're way, way down, and there have been reports about some sort of friction between Cheney and the president and a decline in the vice president's influence in the White House. Tara Wall, what are you hearing?
Vice President Cheney has served President Bush well. He understands the issues that are facing our country and waging this war on terror. And to that extent, I think that, you know, the rest is simply rumor and innuendo.
Well, and Condi Rice is the most popular member of the president's cabinet across the board. Cheney's numbers have taken a major dive, and this has been progressive. It's not just the Scooter Libby event. The American public basically thinks he's a little too secretive. They don't really know what he's up to, and they feel as though he has too much power.
One last issue for the two of you. If you are looking forward right now, is there any chance, given the problems that the president's having, given the problems that the Republican Party is having, that the Democrats could recapture the House and the Senate, Tara?
many of the issues that you saw, some of the local races, were local races, and I don't see this as a national trend. I think most Republicans are satisfied with their members of Congress, particularly here at the local levels and in these cities and towns. They are happy with their congressmen and women that are serving them well, and so I don't see that changing. And in fact, I would anticipate we pick up some seats as opposed to losing seats.
Ron Lester?
Well, I would have to respectfully disagree with Tara on that. In terms of the generic horse race question, which is the question, if the election were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or a Republican for Congress? The Democratic performance is higher than it's been in about 10 years. So if the election were held today, I think the Democrats would pick up many seats. Now, what's going to happen in terms of both houses of Congress would largely depend upon turning around the economy, and it looks quite dubious that this administration is going to be able to do that.
Well, I mean, he has done an outstanding job in the economy. When you're talking about job growth and job creation consistently for over 2 years, when you're talking about one of the lowest unemployment rates we've seen, under 5%, I mean, this in the midst, again, of all of the challenges he faced, President Bush buckled down, showed clear leadership, and grew this economy, and the economy is continuing to grow. I think that his track record and his perseverance shows that, and I think that it will continue to do so.
Tara Wall is a senior advisor to the Republican National Committee and a Republican strategist, and Ron Lester, a Democratic political pollster. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks
a lot, Juan.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.